You know, sometimes when I'm just by myself or I'm just having like one of my thought processes where I think about the journey up until now, I always say to myself at the end of the day, despite how I felt when I was at my lowest, when I felt frustrated, when anger was the only emotion that I was consumed by on a day-to-day basis, I'm grateful for the journey at the end of the day because it got me to this point in my life where I feel all of it was necessary, not for me, but for you. And I always used to say to myself when I was younger that I'm going through all of this for a reason. I'm probably going to be a lesson for someone else to learn. And that's why I had the mindset I had rather than just being the cliche angry person who's bitter when things don't go my way. And I'm not coming at anybody when I say that either. That just always seems to be like the assumption that people go through bitterness in life and become bitter. That's not true. Truth be told, I always just think about how crazy it is that I've been through so much and it doesn't feel like that much time has passed. Well, at the same time, if I look back, it's a really long, long, long trail that led up to here. That's always the craziest thing to me. I want to start this off in a way where you feel like you know where this is coming from and it's not random, but I can't prepare for the future. This is something that is not meant for everyone, but meant for you. But at the same time, everyone could probably take something from this. That's why I'm sharing it with the world. The idea came to me and I said, you know something? This is for you because I'm in a space right now where I am preparing myself for the next step I need to take in order to be who I need to be for you. And not just you, but for you know who. I don't know why I'm being so vague and I'm sounding like Dr. Seuss, but I want to do this in a nice cryptic way where I could play it back later on. And I'm like, thank goodness I didn't say too much. But the first thing I want to say is that kindness is probably one of the most strongest emotions to have, meaning you're not weak for having it. Kindness is not a weakness. Compassion is not a weakness. Sympathy and empathy are not weaknesses. Worrying about others in addition to yourself does not mean you cannot focus on yourself in the right way possible. You know, growing up, I never heard that. Like, no one ever told me that, you know, being kind is weak, but I often heard that the world is a cold place and I would learn eventually. And let me tell you something, that part has been true. I've learned a lot. And I'm in my 30s now, so I can imagine how I'll be in my 50s, but I hope I'm still the same person I am today in the sense that I can look at things in a perspective that doesn't turn me into someone that just tells everyone around me nothing but negative things. I want to be able to celebrate everyone's life. I want to be able to be happy for them when they're at their highest, even when I'm at my lowest. And I learned that when I was at my lowest. There was times in my life when I didn't think I was going to bounce back. Like, I did not see today going at all how it was going. I didn't see my life going the way it went, and I'm so grateful for it. That alone pushed me to believe even further that I was meant to go through every single thing just for this, for you, and for those coming. But listen, happiness does not make you misunderstand how the world works either. Some people think when you're too happy, you don't have a lot going on. Some people think when you're stressed, you don't know what stress is. Your life is your life, and that's all there is to it. Even I won't be able to tell you how to live your life at a certain point in time. All I can do for you is tell you what I feel can help you, and you can adapt to it and utilize that the best way you can, or just find your own path. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I just want to help you the best way I can. I want to be able to be someone that you can always come to and talk to when you feel like the world is doing the most with its trials and tribulations, sponsored and brought to you by people. Well, by life in general, but people usually cause a lot of problems. The headspace that I'm in right now talking to you about this, I feel a sense of enlightenment because at the end of the day, I just feel like what I'm going through is going to make me a better person. And that in turn is going to make me a better person for you. That's why I'm in the headspace now to talk to you this way. And I know you know who is probably going to be like, yo, this is random, but yeah, I'm glad you did it. I'm hoping that, you know, later on down the road, God willing, you know, when you listen to this, you'll probably say, yo, I don't know why you did this when you did it, but it was important. And therefore, it's important to me, and I'm kind of glad. I'm just assuming that this will be around for as long as I need it to be. I have this weird feeling that everything will be erased and like suddenly the time of the podcasters will be a thing of the past and it'll be brought up in one of those specials where it's like, remember podcasting? Oh yeah, such and such had one. But right now I'm glad that I have it. And right now you are in a position where you know the face, but the voice will probably be like, oh, okay. But life will not be the same way it was for me. And I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for the people in it. I'm grateful for the lessons I learned along the way, for the people who've loved me and the people who've lost me, the people who've crossed me. I'm thankful for all of that. Now, I'm not saying that you have to react the same way I do. If you get upset, you get upset. You have every right to express every emotion that you are feeling. Let no one tell you otherwise what's important or what's not important. At the very least, they can tell you that, you know, in your most private moment, you can express yourself, but try your best to wear a mask, because a lot of people feel showing weakness allows others to kind of judge you and put you in a space or a category that you don't fit. That's just the way it's going to be. But never feel ashamed for expressing yourself. At the very least, we will be there to help you navigate how to express those emotions. You're never going to be alone. And that's another thing. That's what made me want to make this too. On the off chances, you'll be in your most private moments. You can listen to this and say, you know something, thank you so much for this. And I'm going to do another one with you know who. That way it won't be like, well, you know what, you did this. How come I can't? Not saying that they'll be like that. You know, sometimes I just feel like, and I'm saying this to just be fully transparent, I sometimes feel like breaking down. I sometimes don't feel like being myself. And for some reason, it's never the right time to do that. I always have to be me. And I'm not saying that in a form of complaining. I'm saying that to say that I can't show weakness, because if I show weakness, then that means any type of uneasiness that's being felt around me or shown to me has some validity. And that means it's here to stay. Now, I want to dispel all that. I never want you to feel uneasy. I never want you to feel like you can't move forward, or moving forward is a process. I do not want you to be an overthinker like me. If anything, I want to be less of an overthinker because of you. I feel a sense of euphoria whenever I spend time with you, whenever I hang out with you, whenever we're just together. It just feels so, I feel so at peace. It feels like everything I went through was just something to laugh at. You know when they say you'll laugh about something one day when it's like the worst thing in the world? I'm at that point. I'm looking at so many things differently, and I'm just looking at ahead with more positivity. And there was a point in time when I felt like positivity and I would never see eye to eye at all. It was just a matter of like, okay, maybe someday, or maybe it's just not for me. But you and you know who have both just changed how I felt. And I've learned a lot about myself too. I thought that I had a lot of things together because of the amount of tragedies that I've experienced, but I realized that I'm very emotionally immature. And sometimes it's not a bad thing because, well, no, it is. In a sense that I have a long fuse, but when that fuse is lit, it's just, I'm not myself. And I never want you to see that. I don't want anyone to experience that side of me. I want to be able to be, by the time you listen to this, I want to be emotionally composed, clear-minded, and able to navigate us all in a sense of safety and security, so that when you are able to come to me at your most vulnerable state, it's not a matter of, I can't give you the attention that you need, because I will always drop everything for you. But I always want you to feel the reality of, you know something, I'm looking at you, I'm looking at what we have, and I believe you. And it's not going to be like, you're saying that, but I can tell, even you need help. I'm so grateful for the time that I had spent with my father, but a part of me will always, always feel like I needed more time, especially now. And especially when I think about how the future is going to be without him, without you and him interacting, that leaves an empty space in my heart. But what he taught me, I hope I can give you an idea of the kind of man he was in the best way possible. All the stuff I'm thinking about. But I'm so grateful for my mom. I'm so grateful for those who raised me. I have so much love for all of them. They have no idea. When I reach a point in my life when I'm able to take care of everyone, and I will get to that point when I can take care of everyone, I really, really, really plan to just show them how grateful I am. And hopefully you don't have to experience what I'm experiencing in a sense that you want to get to that point. You know, we talk about generational wealth all the time. So by the time you hear this, hopefully you know, not hopefully, by the time you hear this, you will be in this space where it's like, you know something? I'm going to do the same thing you did because I'm able to. I don't want you to feel like being kind or any other positive emotion doesn't make you as mature as the people around you who criticize you. I want you to know that being who you are is the most important thing in the world to me. You don't have to conform for anybody else or for anything else. Be yourself 100% of the time. Walk with love in your heart. Walk with everything that you need to secure yourself and be who you are unapologetically. I will always love you no matter what. That was the promise I made to myself when you and I first met in the first place. I was grateful for you. I was grateful for you-know-who giving me you. Everyone knows who you-know-who is at this point, but I don't know if you-know-who is going to figure it out. If you listen to this, I love you too, but this is, I have an episode for you too. I say that and I say to myself, let me have my people talk to her people. But at the end of the day, I just always feel like I'm going to have to be my best. And in my most private moments, I'll deal with what's bothering me, but I want you to only see me when I'm strong. And what I mean by that is when I'm able to express to you all the human emotions that you're feeling. I don't want to hide anything from you. If I'm at my lowest, I'm going to let you know. I'm not going to hide anything. So you learn how to do that too. I want you to be able to say, hey, you're sad. I'm sad. Let's be sad together. I have so many plans for us. I really do. But at the end of the day, I realize I'm going to probably go through those moments where you're probably going to tell me, hey, look, I know you want this, but I don't want this. And I'm just going to be like, you know something? You're grown now. Pack your bags. I would never say that to you. I'm so grateful for the life that I've lived. I'm so grateful for just, as I think about it all now, like I'm being super nostalgic as I'm talking to you about this because I'm in a position where I'm now the caregiver. And that's exciting to me because I get to give you all the love lessons that I was taught growing up and I get to see how you turn out as a result of that, whether you follow it or not. And again, I'm going to have nothing but love for you. If there's ever going to be a time where we do butt heads or we have disagreements, I want you to listen to this and say to yourself, at the end of the day, that's only happening today. Tomorrow will be different. But you've given me a sense of peace that I have not felt in a very long time since I met you-know-who. You've given me a sense of happiness that I haven't felt in a very long time since, you know, I spend time with you-know-who or I spend time with my family. I want you to always come to me and say thank you for allowing me to be myself. And I want you to feel like you can be yourself around me. No secrets, no anything. And if you do have secrets, know that I won't hold it against you for having any because everyone needs time to talk, even when they're in the most comfortable and safest space ever. And that's why I think I went through what I went through, you know, when I was growing up because I came to that conclusion now. I'm very understanding. I like to think that I'm very empathetic. I am working on myself too. You will probably see a flawed version of me getting to the point where everything is working out. I'm not going to say that everything is going to work out. Whoa. This is what happens when you just speak from the heart. What I'm trying to say is you'll probably see who I'm trying to not show you, whether I notice it or not. But at the end of the day, for the majority of your life, you will see me as the most successful version of myself, being able to do nothing but gift you with gifts, life lessons, love, happiness. Even if you feel like things are getting rough, I always want you to know the love is still going to be there. And I'm saying all of this, and I really do feel a sense of emotion because you're here. You're in my life. You were sent to us. You are who you are. You are the most beautiful spirit I've ever come across. And it's the craziest thing in the world. When I look at you, when I see who you are as who you are now, I'm just in awe. I'm just so grateful. It's such a weird feeling because of the first time I felt it. But if I've spoken to anyone else who's in the same position as me, they probably feel the same way. Looking at you brings me so much peace and it just makes me want to be so separate from the person I am today because there's a lot of doubt. There's a lot of hesitance in a sense that, you know, the way things are now, I just want to get out of that space, but I have to be who I want you to be, who I know I can be when I maneuver through all of this. But I love you. And I thank you for being here. And thank you for choosing me and you know who. And we're just grateful that you're here. And when you get old enough to listen to this, if it's still around, I hope that we are in the same space that we are now. When you see me, it's nothing but happiness. When you see her, it's nothing but happiness. That's all I really wanted to say. I didn't really have a timestamp for all of this. I mean, if you do want me to tell you more, then you know, I got to wait for you to actually vocalize that. Hey, no more. Let me hear more. But for now, I just, you'll get this someday. But I just wanted to say that in my most private time and my most alone time that I'll have. Because right now, currently, you give me a busy schedule, so I don't have the time to do all of these things. But when I do have the time to do it, I just want you to know that the world is going to be what the world is going to be. But you are going to be whoever you want to be, because there will be no time at all where that's going to be unnecessary. And that's all I wanted to say. I'm going to let you know who know that this is out for the world to hear. And this is for everyone. This is honestly for you. This is for everyone, but it's mainly for you. I did one for you before, but it was more cryptic. This one is more direct because everyone knows, you know, the gift that I've received not too long ago. So here it is. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for listening. And God willing, I'm around for your entire journey. And you will feel loved every single time. Thank you.